we want to live forever. Hearing your voice when we're all alone, saying that you crave me, telling me you want more. I'm gonna make you miss me. When you look into my eyes, you're gonna wanna kiss me. Take you by surprise, I'm gonna make you miss me. Yeah, I'm gonna make you miss me. Looking over at you, it's hard not to stare. Looking back at me, the feelings are there. I'm gonna make you miss me. When you look into my eyes, you're gonna wanna kiss me. Take you by surprise, I'm gonna make you miss me. Yeah, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're dreaming that you're in my arms, 'cause I know just what you like. Gonna make you miss me. When you look into my eyes, you're gonna wanna kiss me. Take you by surprise, I'm gonna make you miss me. Yeah, I'm gonna make you miss me. Yeah,
that was Braden Southard and Make You Miss Me. You are tuned in to the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your cab Casanova, Romy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome to the show today the one and only Braden Southard. Hey, Braden, how are you today?
Wonderful, Nick. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks, Braden. And of course, thank you so much for taking your time out to join us on the show today.
Definitely. Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Awesome stuff. Well, we just heard this great song of yours, Braden, Make You Miss Me. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind this song?
So this year, I was actually just looking for a song to write, and a lot of my songs that come about is I talk with other people, and they kind of give me ideas. Hey, write a song about this. This happened to me. And some of my songs are life, but a lot of them are because I wrote about another family, or I wrote about somebody who gave me that idea, and I was like, hey, I'm going to run with it. And so it's a lot of fun, and words were just coming to me with this song. And so I had to put it together and jot it down while I had it in mind.
And it's definitely a great song for sure. Now, when it comes to a possible full-length album or EP, Braden, are we going to be seeing that from you sometime soon, or are you going to be carrying on a single-by-single basis?
Well, you know, I have enough definitely for an album, but I think I'm going to go with an EP, and I actually plan on getting that done this year. So you should be seeing an EP coming out from me.
Awesome source. Well, I'm sure that definitely makes a lot of people very happy indeed. Now, when it actually comes, you know, to your love for country music and what have you, what is it exactly that you love the most about being in country music?
I love the stories. It's life. We sing from the heart always, but with country music, it's just nice. It's slow or it's upbeat, you know, and just talking about life and building that friendship, building that, you know, we're family type of aspect. And with every song or every concert, every show that I play, I always try to make it where we could just put a campfire right in the middle of all of us, and we're just all having a good time. And that's country music. I feel that's the best genre that I can do that with. And I've been singing, started out with pop, believe it or not, when I was a kid, but country music is where I ended up, and it just feels like home to me.
Well, and that's a beautiful way to describe it for sure. And can you share any behind the scenes stories or interesting anecdotes from your time on the road or in the studio that fans might find intriguing?
Yeah, you know, there's always a lot of energy going around, and all of the people that I travel with, or if I bring my guy that I always have, I call him my bodyguard. He's like, man, you got so much energy. And I'm like, and I can't wait to share it. So every time I start a show, you know, depends on where you are. You know, if it's a Friday night, you know, the crowd, they just got off of work. So I'm like, all right, we're going to wake y'all up. We're going to have fun. And so I make it, you know, where they feel like, hey, I feel like I didn't even go to work today. So releasing all this energy is what it's all about, and just showing that, hey, we all can have a good time. We all can go out and, you know, just kind of make it like a little karaoke thing. I always carry mics with me, so they come up and they sing with me all the time, and we just have a good time. And to build that relationship with everybody is so cool. And I don't meet a stranger, so there's so many different things that happens on the road. And, you know, it's they're just God sent, you know, I feel like, and we have so much in common. And, you know, they're like, I really needed to hear that today. And it's all really cool.
Well, see, that's definitely a beautiful thing. Definitely, I think one of the great things about being a, you know, musician in general, and when it actually comes, you know, to particular gigs, so far, has there been a gig that, you know, has stuck in your mind and, you know, you're considered like your top gig? Like, it's the one you will always go back to and think to yourself, man, that was one of the best gigs I ever had.
Yes. Vernon, Texas, a little bitty town, but we always have a good time. We always have a good time in Munster. That venue actually closed down, but it was one of the ones that you could just go out and everybody was so energetic. Everybody was, you know, singing along, dancing, just having a good time. But right now, it's definitely Vernon, Texas, that I always have a good time over there at Vernon Parks.
Well, it definitely sounds like a great time indeed. And when it comes, you know, to your background and your upbringing, Braden, would you say that either of these have influenced the themes and sounds in your music?
Yeah, I would say so, for sure, for sure. You know, I try to keep it as country as I can. You know, you have that bro country, and the more country that I can make it sound, that's definitely what I'm going for. I want to bring back the times that everybody felt like, okay, you know, there's hope in this world, there's love in this world, and these are the more simpler times.
Very well said indeed. And are there any social issues or causes that you feel particularly you're particularly passionate about, and do they influence your music in any way?
Yeah, so say I support all veterans, active military, teachers, doctors, counselors. You know, that's one thing that a lot of people don't talk about is counselors, but they have to hear everybody's sadness. You know, so counselors are great, and they're underrated, and you know, same thing with firefighters and EMTs and police officers. I support all of that, and so yeah, I definitely can sing about that for sure.
And I definitely am with you there. You know, that's definitely a group of at times underappreciated people, indeed, for the great things that they do. Definitely heroes in their own right. And now, of course, with the start of the new year, 2024. Do you have any objectives that you've set yourself for this year?
Yeah, just get out there, get into these big crowds, big cities, Dallas, San Antonio. We're going to be going up to Colorado, New Mexico, just where there's a lot of people. Get in them big cities and show them a good country time.
And something tells me it's going to be quite the year for you indeed, Braden. I think it's definitely going to be an amazing one for you for sure. And for those who want to stay up to date with everything you have going on, like gigs or new songs or what have you, where can we send these folks to?
So BradenSouther.com. And then you also can go like the fan page on Facebook. It's Facebook and then slash BradenSouther13. and I would love to have all of you come out and let's make music. Let's have fun.
I couldn't have put it better myself. So, folks, you definitely know what to do for more Braden Southern goodness. And speaking of Braden Southern goodness, Braden, we're going to be seeing you out here with another great song of yours, which will be You Got My Head Spinning. Now, when it comes to this song, any particular stories behind this one?
Yeah. So, you know, I had a wild hair. At this time, I had a full-time job, and I had this opportunity. I got to play with a woman named Miss Wagner there in North Carolina, Taylor Wagner, and she had some connections over there in Nashville. And this is after they had reached out to me and stuff. So I was like, I really need to get going with this. Like, this is my time to go. And you know, we co-wrote this song and get to record it with some very, very awesome people. So I said, y'all, I'm leaving tonight. And they're like, well, where are you going? You know, we get off at 5 o'clock Central Time here. And I said, I'm going to Nashville. And they're like, they're going to Nashville. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, when are you leaving? I said, 5 o'clock. And they said, you're driving to Nashville right now. I said, I'm ready to go. And so drove to Nashville, and I recorded it on that Saturday. And then that Sunday, I came back to Texas. And you know, all that energy that I've, you know, been telling you about, that really was put to great use for that trip, for sure. And coming back on that trip, there was a semi. It was a two-lane road, and a semi had just completely covered, I mean, blocked it, so we couldn't get through. So we sat there for 2.5 hours, and I had my guitar in the car. So I got out, met new people, and we had a traffic jam concert, I should say.
Wow. Well, that's pretty wild indeed. So, and definitely a great story for sure. So we're going to be in this great song. This will be Braden Southard and You Got My Head Spinning. Braden, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2024.
Thank you so much, Nick, for having me. It's so great to meet you. And thank you all for the love and support.
Well, the pleasure was certainly ours. Well, my people, you heard it from Braden Southard. Be sure to check him out if you to do so. He is definitely worth your time. Here's a great song of his. This will be Got My Head Spinning. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show, Dear Italian Diginec. We'll be right back after this.
Give me that little wink. ran and ran.